I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Hello, everybody. This is Soul School lesson number 2. Before I get into that, I wanted to give a shout out to Jennifer Grigg of Social Dragon Marketing. She's been a good friend and a good helper to me as I've been trying to figure out better ways to market what I'm doing here with this podcast. And I encourage you to check it out. If you need help with social media, someone to handle that for you, or someone to help you out, Jennifer is a great person to go to, and I highly recommend her. You can find her on Social Dragon Marketing. On Twitter is where I usually get a hold of her. And of course, you can do a search for that on Google. So today I'm going to talk about, why does getting quiet help our souls? When I'm talking about soul, I mean our whole self, every part of us that exists in this finite period of time, and also the eternal part of us that goes on and after our physical body dies. But not just a ghosty thing. Our soul isn't just some kind of ghost like Bugs Bunny. It's made up of our heart, our mind, our emotions, our social relationships, and everything that makes us who we are. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but when you're actually able to get some downtime and some quiet to yourself, maybe away from the chatter of your mind or away from the obligations of your life, have you ever noticed how you sort of come back to yourself? You sort of realize who you are on a deeper level? And there's a reason why that happens, and I wanted to kind of go into that, because I think when we know the reasons for things, sometimes we're a little bit better about disciplining ourselves to take those times away. And one of the misconceptions about taking time away is that it actually is good for ourself. When we talk about self as something a little bit different than normal, the self is something that is actually not a part of us. It's a container, it's a label that we use to describe the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that we have about our individuality. But really, those things serve as a structure, a construct around who we really are. And just as we're able to see ourselves as not ourselves completely in the truest part of us, but that there's something very, very much more, something quieter, deeper at this soul level that is deeper than ourself. And so things like gender or experiences or ethnic background or the struggles and pains and abuses that we may have experienced during our lives, those are all wrapped up in the self, but underneath that self is who we really are. When we get a chance to quiet ourselves down, we find that we tap into something deeper. It's actually below the self. It's below the construct, the thought patterns that get categorized as things that have to do with us. Anything that has to do with self is something that we refer to as I, me, and my. We might say that, you know, I feel tired. That's a true thing, and our body's feeling tired and our mind is feeling tired. But that's a category of thoughts. And a lot of times we'll attach those to who we actually are instead of seeing them as something that's really a construct. And so the reason why this quieting happens at a soul level is because the self is actually lessened. The structures and the constructs of self sort of dissolve or dissipate or fade into the background a little more, and we're actually able to connect on a soul level with source. You could call that God. You could call that spirit. You could call that higher power. People have different names, but essentially people who describe those things are really describing the same sorts of things. And I think Jesus is our example for us that are Christians. Jesus is our example of someone who would go off to quiet, go off to pray, and really go back to source. And this source, he referred to as a family member, as father, and encouraged his followers to call this amazing source, this creator, father. And that was because, not because God was a man, not because of some category that could limit God, but because if you think of God as family, if you think of God as your originator, you realize who you are. You realize that you're not just a collection of thoughts about your individuality. There's something much deeper and much richer going on. So as you get a chance to get some time away for quiet, remember that in that deep stillness, in that deep quiet, you can find who you really are. So tell me what you think about this. Tell me what you think about how you find quiet and how you return to the soul of you, beyond the self and to something else. I'd love to hear your feedback on if this Soul School test, these few episodes I'm going to be doing to test to see if you enjoy this and if it's valuable to you. I want to test to see if it's working, and so I'd like to hear from you. Also, stop by sparkmymuse.com, and you can hear a lot of other interviews. You can read show notes and videos and see photographs, and there are a lot of different types of guests I have on the show. I hope you'll stop by and check it out, as well as get on the update list for all the new announcements that are coming and links to episodes. Thank you so much for listening.